From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Catherine Palmer. A judge has granted a temporary restraining order preventing St. Louis's top prosecutor and police from releasing names of the 28 officers placed on a so-called exclusion list. Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner said last week that her office drew up a list of officers who won't be permitted as primary witnesses in criminal cases. She hasn't said specifically what prompted the list, but a statement Thursday from her office says the names were never intended for public distribution. Mid-Missouri is under flash flood watches and flood warnings throughout the weekend. KBIA's Monica Dunn has more.
The rain is expected to cause minor flooding along the Missouri River throughout areas of mid-Missouri over the weekend, but National Weather Service meteorologist Sarah Adkins says flooding can impact areas beyond the river.
Especially in more urbanized areas, that's where it can cause a problem because sewage systems get overrun. You know, it's more concrete, so the water can't be soaked in. And so you have fast-moving water moving along roads and causing some flooding issues.
Adkins says mid-Missouri is expected to get 2 to 4 inches of rain in a short period of time. Meanwhile, Cooper County's Emergency Management Agency Director Larry Orley says the agency is prepared for the flooding.
And trying to get the word out to the public to turn around, don't drown, don't drive through floodwaters.
The mid-Missouri warnings and watches are in effect through Sunday morning. Monica Dunn, KBIA News.
President Donald Trump is coming to Missouri next week. Trump's campaign says he will rally supporters September 13th in Cape Girardeau and urge them to replace Missouri's sitting Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill with Republican Josh Hawley. Hawley is the Trump-endorsed state attorney general. The Missouri Department of Transportation has approved a new river port to create the Heartland Port Authority near Jefferson City. KBIA's Quinn Ritzdorf has more on this story.
Callaway County Commission, Cole County Commission, and Jefferson City have been working on the application for 2 years and will now work to apply for federal funding for the new port. Roger Fisher is the Western District Commissioner for Callaway County. He says that there are two potential sites for the port. The first site would be east of Jefferson City, next to the Missouri National Guard facility. The other option is north of Jefferson City in Callaway County. The eastern site is estimated to cost between $50 and $60 million. The northern site would cost approximately $10 million.
A lot of things are coming together right now, and it's one of those things where you either take a shot at this opportunity or you pass on it, and possibly forever.
The next step for the Heartland Port Authority is to appoint their port board and apply for federal grant money. Quinn Ritzdorf, KBIA News.
I'm Catherine Palmer, KBIA News, Columbia.